I really appreciate that you've taken the time to be here. It means a lot to me. And I intend to make very good use of that time by giving you a very delightful experience. Because today we're going to step through into a very particular time and place, an event in time and space. A moment in Praxis Mimetics history. A near miss, if you will, for me. You get to experience firsthand what it's like to be at the center of a nanite epidemic, a breakout, a spreading, a failure to follow lab safety procedures. So with that in mind, why don't we step through into that place and time? The power of the dreamscape, after all, is more than just to take us to a possibility. Because each possibility is tangible there. That means we can revisit places and spaces that have occurred, already been. We can go right into them. So let's do that together. It's a very simple process to enter the dreamscape. All one needs to do is allow themselves to fixate and focus. Those same repeated words, simple instructions, oh so very complex results and implementations. Not exactly difficult to follow, though, if you just allow yourself to be pulled along by the swirling guide that tugs on your mind, the gentle stroking of fingers across you, like the delightful piano that you are to play. Each subject's mind might be different. Every one of us is a little unique, after all, in the ways that we drop and fall. But that's all right, because it means that each one of us responds to a different aspect, a different piece, a different component, a different intonation, tonality, an individual piece of this creation. And so I take a special pleasure in pulling you in with leisurely, softly spoken words, carefully placed recommendations. They all have their place to allow you to shift your body into that comfortable position, whatever it may be, lying, sitting, who knows, maybe even standing. Somewhere safe and comfortable, though, that part is for sure. And once that's accomplished, why, the next thing is to simply do that with your mind, to guide it, to pull it along, to reach in and allow it to find that resting point. That place where it can simply be like a leaf caught in the swirling eddies of a creek, where the water goes round and round right behind a rock, floating in that spot, swirling in that spot, caught in that spot in such motion and words held into them, not slowing but intensifying, never moving from that point, never wavering, until, with a gentle whoosh, you're through and out into the calm waters beyond, to sit once more, tranquilly drifting into the dreamscape, feeling yourself departing from reality, letting go of each and every thing. Because for a little while, you can give yourself a respite, a break, a moment of relaxation to be in this fictitious creation, and you've earned it. You're following those directions. You're listening to this story. You've chosen to be here. And so, it's okay to forget about everything for a little while. Sure, you know exactly where you are and who you are and what you're doing. But to not worry about what you're going to do later, not worry about what you were just doing 5 minutes ago. Now's your opportunity to be present right here, right now, in my voice, in my story, in this world, in the dreamscape. That calm, placid tranquility, settling like a warm blanket, the feelings of sleep cascading through your mind. Oh, that is a good feeling, isn't it? That focused place. Feel the swirls of the dreamscape, liquid amorphous concepts undulate around you like warm breezes in early summer. They blow across you like the air from a hot oven with freshly baked cookies in it, bringing feelings of calm and comfort. And inside, oh, so many tangible and yet completely ephemeral concepts. unnameable, unknowable, beyond. Reach out, we're just experiencing, feeling with me, and we'll touch upon a memory, a place, a moment, an instance, a snapshot, feeling it like a pane of glass, stroking your fingers across that surface, that moment, feeling that portal, oh, so different from the others that are but a tangible location that will be happening. This moment is a recollection, a photograph in three dimensions and time itself. And then you're through, as though you had dropped right below the surface of a great pool, feeling the pressure suddenly of new reality, new possibility, beyond that which you in your thoughts and your mind, filling into this new place, this new time to you, this new memory, knowing that you are a lab tech, that you're working in the Praxis Mimetics labs, knowing that you're currently working on a project to develop a new latex conversion nanite. The project's been going very well. You're currently seated at one of your studying little stations, examining samples of nanites, and working with yet another one of those lovely samples, transferring them, moving them about, exposing them to small amounts of organic and inorganic material, seeing those interactions, watching them under the microscope, using the specialized solvents that you have in a spray bottle, or maybe a pipette, to purge dishes when you're done with them, to make sure nothing escapes, working in that clean room environment with that almost palpable lack of scent or smell, seeing your other fellow lab techs in there, all five of you, working so diligently, being so cautious, so careful, every movement a choreographed dance, because you know that if you spill this on you, at the very least, it means days of being a mindless, helpless, completely unthinking automaton. And that, well, it might elicit some thoughts that drift in the back of your head that you've entertained before, is only something you want to think about while you're lying in bed at night. Because the reality is, you don't know what it's going to be like. Truly, you've only seen it from the outside with the first live test subjects. And it does look very intense. And it is kind of appealing and alluring. But you're not certain. And what if something goes wrong? What if it gets out? What if you can never go back to how you were before? What if you're addicted to it? There's so many thoughts and ideas that rush through your head as you stare at the sample, watching it spread out, converting the piece of fabric into smooth, black latex. You purge the dish carefully, moving the sample into the cryo container to freeze it in place to be examined later as you test another material, making sure to be very cautious, when suddenly a voice calls out to you from across the lab, "Hey, did you happen to see what they were doing with those?" You turn to try and see which one of your friendly techs it is, and in that moment, just for an instant, letting your guard down because you want to know what it is they're saying because you couldn't make it all out from the rustling of your clean suit from the clean room. You bump the edge of your microscope, just a hair's fraction, and it just ever so faintly clinks against that sample, and a tiny droplet, a droplet so small that it's almost aerosolized, flies out onto your suit. And you don't notice it right away. Oh, it's there. And in a way, now in this memory, this recreation, this moment, this replay, you can feel it already, like a pinprick on your arm, as though it was a light being burned into you in a way that is anything but painful. In fact, it might even feel like a poke of pleasure and relaxation. And then in seconds, it blooms into a flame, a liquid, cold flame. But as you turn to look at your arm, as you begin to gasp out in horror and stumble to your feet, you back into one of the other lab techs who was walking right behind you in your moment of confusion. And before you know it, you've spilled their sample onto both of you, cracking the container open. The other sweet darlings desperately go to grab their containers of solvent to come over to rush towards you. It's already spreading so fast, so rapidly, up your arm, across you where it splashed. You're getting coated everywhere, and anywhere that it's already turned that outer layer into a tight latex suit, you can feel the pressure, the coolness, the slick form-fitting nature of this new garment. Those parts are already immune to the solvent because they've finished converting. It's the leading edge they're interested in. You run towards a decontamination tower, only for some of it to make it down to your footwear and to slip and fall, tripping the other lab tech behind you and making a pile as you get sprayed with solvent. But it's not enough. They have too much material. They've coated most of your arm and legs, and it's spreading out onto your torso. As you stand up to go for the decontamination tower, you notice that more of it has spread out onto one of the other techs, and they haven't noticed it as they're so desperately trying to spray you and your compatriot down. You point this out to them, splitting their spraying efforts until everything is in complete disarray and chaos. It's too late. You step into the decon tower, and the latex has spread up to your neck. You flip the switch on. But even with the solvent spraying down onto you, even with the slimy medium hopefully stopping the nanites, they've already got enough material. They're forcefully replicating along the surface, dragging their needed resources across you in a rubbery sludge. And even with the solvent, it's not slowing down yet. It takes time. And that's when the latex passes up over the nape of your neck, and you feel the presence of the link beginning as they permeate into the back of your mind and head, the feeling of complete blankness as you stiffen up in the shower, as you step out, slowly, your eyes rolling back for a moment into your head as everything just stops. Your mind, your thoughts, your worries, your concerns. All you can think about in that moment is drone. You know it. You are a drone. That's a simple truth right now. A simple truth that repeats on loop. You look at the others trying to stop their conversion. It does not make sense to you anymore. They need help to finish their conversion. You see samples on the table. The latex hasn't spread more on you because of the solvent, but the link has been established. You are now a drone. You comply with your programming. Your programming is to assist other drones. You see other drones that have not been able to finish their transformations. Your other coworker has made it into the shower and managed to stop it before that link was established. This contamination is being contained. Someone starts to ask you a question as you stumble out of the shower, and then you grab a sample and throw it across everyone near you, getting copious amounts on them as they all look on in horror as the latex spreads across them. You grab another sample container as they run forward to try and restrain you, and you throw it across their faces too, splashing them with nanite goo, watching it spread out and over them as they desperately try to push you back, as they spray each other down with solvent ineffectually, as the latex spreads and spreads across you, and them now too. One by one, they fall limp for a moment, or freeze up and stiffen, and then their eyes look just like yours. At least, how this drone knows they look. Black. Inky black, green glow of cyanish bluish, emanating from deep within those irises. And they comply. They all comply, and you feel one another's minds entering the link, complying together, knowing that you must continue converting additional raw materials into drones, feeling that simple compliance sending electrical jolts of pleasure down you, knowing that you helped them finish their conversion, makes you feel like a very good drone. And let's be honest, when a drone knows that they have complied with their programming, that is a very ecstatic experience for the drone. For it is compliance, and compliance is what drones do. And when a drone does as it should, it is a good drone, and that drone feels very, very blissful at that. Just then, though, a door to the lab blows open with a crack as a small shaped charge sends the hinges and doors spinning in, and in come other drones wearing very different outfits, carrying what look like flamethrowers, almost, except there's no torch. Some sort of pressurized tank system. You turn, uncertain if these drones need conversion too. You can't hear their minds. You start to step forward when a geyser of liquid sprays over you in gloppy goops and dribbles as chunks of amorphous fluid-like substance spray out across the room in continuous streams as the drones pour into the room and more come in carrying strange devices. Electric crackles happen and you feel impulses change as the systems are shunted. It still knows it is a drone, and that is very clear. It does not understand that it was a person. It is simply drone. A drone complies. And when they slap those earpieces onto you after cleaning you off, all those nanites deactivated and helpless, you feel the establishment of the connection to the collective outside. You are a good drone, and that is okay. There will be a review. There will be a potential solution found, and this drone will comply until then. And it understands. And it is a good drone now. It is a drone receiving instructions. It is a drone that is complying. And this drone is very good at complying. It is a very good drone. And in that moment, as you're led out to join the others and the rest of the collective, now that you've been determined to no longer be a vector for infection, as the incident reports are carefully typed up, this drone feels content and obedient. Well, I think you might just know what it feels like to be a drone now. But let's reach in through that momentary pain of liquidy glass and pull on the consciousness that it experiences and feels that goes along for a ride in this potential possible past that happened somewhere in Praxis's lovely story, and pull ever so gently, separating the you that was before from all the changes that took place. Knowing who you are once more, aware that these experiences were a temporary state, that you stepped into another world, experienced another set of possibilities and realities, and that you are whole, and that you are as you were before, seeing all that that drone that you rode along with was and is, and that you are not. Feeling yourself pull back into the dreamscape, becoming aware of yourself once more, of who you are, what you want, why you do what you do in the ways that you understand. Feeling yourself present and conscious beyond that pain, beyond that portal in the dreamscape. Safe once more, able to take the memories of the experience with you, but in the end, leaving behind everything else. Good. Now let's step all the way back. Let ourselves drift back to reality now that we've found ourselves once more in this realm of possibilities. Good. Drifting. Feeling comfortable. One. Closer to reality. Two. More and more aware. Three. Feeling the pull of gravity. Four. allowing our bodies to move and flex. Five, halfway back. Six, aware of your own thoughts. Seven, almost there. Eight, and nine, and 10, wide awake, feeling wonderful, allowing yourself to be present once more and conscious and aware. Good. Thank you so very much for taking the time to listen today. I really appreciate it. And if you do happen to enjoy listening, please feel free to check out more of my content, because there's a whole slew of different things I do, and I know that if you liked this, you'll like it as well. Until next time.